Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Chris Kent, hello.
How are you?
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Why you've got a smartphone? You just put it down on the desk. The whole point of Chris Kent of late has been the man who rejected the smartphone.
Yeah.
Why?
But if you were paying attention, it was for a limited time.
It was for a limited time. I do remember that.
It was 2 months. It was eight and a half weeks, exactly. I'd nearly count the days and the minutes.
Let's talk about what effect do you think, because we always hear these things from these wellness people telling us that we're spending too much time on our phones and these little devices are sucking. These little devices are incredible. They're run
amazing.
Our lives.
Absolutely amazing.
The entirety of human knowledge is now at its disposal in a small little box we carry around. How did you find it without it? Did you see benefits?
Huge benefits.
Like what?
To my mood, to my anxiety. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not, like, it is an amazing invention. I also missed like being able to video call my family or anything. I was in Edinburgh for a month and they were gone for a bit of it, and being lost and Google Maps and getting lost everywhere all the time. Like being lost as an adult, it's very embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like just asking people, can you help me? And like properly getting lost, like really starting to panic. Do you know what I mean? In these places.
Well, especially if you've got
in another country, for example.
Yes,
I nearly missed a couple of gigs. Close call in Belfast. And another one in Edinburgh.
But
I decided to drive to these two gigs. And I found myself really good at getting from A to B regards like Cork to Mayo or something.
Sure,
getting to a place.
The big areas,
but when you're getting into a city and going down to the specifics of it and it's a new venue and it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like it took me, Edinburgh is a difficult one to find your place way around. It's all this kind of.
It's an old city. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I had never been to the venue I played before. And honestly, I walked past it about 10 times trying to find it and asked people directions.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
But so let's talk about the benefits then. So you did feel like it lifted your mood a little bit, not being constantly having access to all the world's knowledge.
Yeah. And for a week, I was probably trying to pick it up purely out of habit because my wife took everything over for me.
Yeah.
So there was times where I was in the house and my phone was there, but I'm locked out of it. I was also locked out of the internet, so I didn't use the internet
at all. You had nothing. You just had literally you could make a phone call or send a text.
Yeah, and it was just like I wanted to write a new show and I wanted to get rid of the distraction. And it was incredible that their benefits were just the anxiety going down, really, really going down. And I found myself trying to pick it up loads when I didn't, and then that sort of dissipated a little bit, and then I started making connections in my head. I was actually trying to pick it up a lot of the time when I was stressed out, which I think is we're using it like as a little distraction tool.
Yeah.
I was going, oh, I'm not feeling great, let me watch a video of a guy cleaning a swimming pool.
Sorry, you know what I mean? Can you forward that video on to me later on? It sounds good.
Do you know this power washing a swimming pool?
Oh, I know them
and
well.
I go, well, like, you know, you're supposed to feel some things, I think. I'm constantly just, block that thought again.
So you're numbing yourself with your phone.
Maybe block some thoughts.
Okay,
but you're not doing anything with them. You're sweeping them into a corner where they end up in a big, huge pile and you get heart palpitations and you end up in accident and emergency, which is what happened to me, which is what the show is kind of about.
Right, okay. Yeah. But now, since you're back on the smartphone and you have access, has your attitude to it changed, or are you straight back into swimming pool videos?
It had initially, but now that I'm plugging my tour again, I feel the bad habits are coming back very quickly. So I needed that though. I needed to like give it up for 2 months, then take it on for a couple of months, and now I'm trying to figure something out where I'll find a happy medium. Like, you know.
Okay, so you do want to make a change to how you use
absolutely.
It.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
You wouldn't just be inclined to jump back in and watch constant like power washing videos.
I kind of am doing that, like, you know.
I love them though.
I know, they're brilliant. They're amazing.
And is that as for the grass cutting ones?
Like, I haven't. No, that hasn't.
SB mowing and SB power washing.
All going to pop up on my phone.
Sorry,
as speaking
now that
near
I've said
my
that
phone
to everybody,
the algorithm is going to be
absolutely.
Like,
it's every now and again you see something big happens and you go, I'm delighted for that fella. When I saw you announcing the marquee,
I was like,
Chris Kent, absolutely brilliant.
It's crazy, isn't it?
So what's the date?
The 11th of July.
11th of July in the marquee, Tickets on sale now?
Tickets are on sale. They were on sale last week, I think.
Lads, don't miss this, because Chris Kent gig shouldn't be missed anyway. But Chris Kent in the Marquee in July is going to be unreal.
Yeah, it's so big. It's going to be the biggest gig I've ever done.
That's so great though, isn't it? Like, you've worked so hard. I know, because look, I know you for years.
Yeah.
You know, and I love seeing the progression of somebody, whether they're a musician or a comedian or an actor or whatever. And you start and everything starts small and you do small gigs and you keep, but you keep plugging away, working hard, doing supports, whatever it is, building until you become your very own like artist and whatever the art is. And then here you are, now you've got the Marquee under your belt.
It feels amazing, genuinely. I did it, announced it, and loads of people have been stopping me in Cork saying, oh, the Marquee. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm so happy I did it now. But I think the morning it went on sale, I bumped into like four people and were like, oh, I'm on my holidays. And I was like, oh, I've done a terrible thing. But and then I got like an update like 2 hours later and it's absolutely flying so
brilliant.
Far. So like faster than anything I've ever put on. So touch wood, it keeps going that way.
And do you think the hometown nature of it will inform? I mean, obviously you have a show written.
I have the show.
This is offline show. But do you think the fact that you're there, it's in Cork, you're talking like people will travel, obviously, but the majority of them are going to be Cork
folk. I would say the majority will be from Cork. It's always a special gig though. But I do get people coming in, like, you know, even coming back from the UK and stuff when I did the Cork gigs. And like I did 8 nights at the Everyman last year. And this is a completely new show, by the way, if you saw that one,
this
obviously.
Is new one again.
Just so you know. But yeah, the Cork gigs are just a bit special. Like there's something... you can just relax into it and even another bit. There's nothing at all to really think about but the gig, you know, so.
And is comedy, stand-up in general, is stand-up the thing or have you other ambitions? Like, do you want to see Chris Kent, you know, acting in this, presenting in that, hosting this quiz show? Like, have you got more things that you'd love to do? Or right now, is this the focus and you're kind of laser on it?
Right now, this is the focus, but there's always those things in my head.
Right.
I'd love to do another little bit of acting or something like that, or presenting or a podcast. But right now, it's just all stand-up at this moment, you know? But
great to find the thing that you want to do. You know, that's the thing I always say that to people. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be the biggest or the best or whatever. It can just, whatever you're doing, if you love it.
I love it.
That's
what
matters.
Yeah, it's great crack.
Amazing.
In fairness.
Right, listen, that's brilliant. Quick fire round before you go. I've asked you lots of these questions before, so I'm going to ask you new ones. What posters did you have on your wall as a kid?
Oh, I had a lot of Michael Jackson posters.
Really?
Lots and lots of them.
And would you have gotten them, like gone to shops and bought them? Or
don't
they pulled
out
from papers?
It was really scary.
I used to cut
out all these, anything that was in the newspaper belonged to him, I would cut it out. I totally obsessed with the Bad album that my dad got me. Wanted to go to Parky Queeve when he was there. Didn't go. That was it though. So it was MJ posters, and then when it changed into like Man United for a while.
Okay,
so
good.
So there was loads of Man United posters.
Excellent.
With a Ryan Giggs one that I ended up having a routine about. That just wasn't the football poster.
Right, okay. You know, it was a sexy Ryan Giggs poster.
Yeah, it was like for my mother really more than anything. that was my posters.
Right, okay. The other question I want to ask you, seeing as how it's this time of year, is what do you most look forward to on the plate of Christmas dinner?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, there's a lot of elements.
Oh my God, I would say the ham, probably. It's the ham or the roasties, but we do a really good job at a ham, I think.
And people want to know, is there any little secrets? Are you cooking it in a particular?
I boil it in cider.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really go to town on the glaze. I like, and
that
then
you got to put the hours in with the glaze. Yeah, it's all about the work.
I par cook it in the cider and then I put it in the oven and then I'm constantly taking it out and putting the glaze on and sort of adjusting the heat and making sure it's all crackly on the top. And
do you have a particular glaze? Do you make it out of marmalade?
Can I name brands?
Please.
Super Value's one.
Super Value's glaze.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, listen, we'll take it all day long.
Value's glazing for the ham.
There
fantastic.
You go.
Thank you, Super Value.
Chris Kent's offline, live at the Marquee in July. ChrisKentComedy.com.
That's right.
Is the place to go. Get your hands on tickets. Do not be disappointed. Make a weekend of it if you're not from Cork. Go and stay down. Have a bit of crack as well. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Chris, great to see you. Great to see the smartphone back in your hand.
You'll
be fine. Watch the SB mowing and the videos.
Well,
you'll be grand.
It's all going to pop up now. Thank you,
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.